But it is alumni jacket season on this show. Coley Acuffo with his alumni jacket. The O-Dog with his alumni jacket. I don't know what the rules are if you're still in the league.
You get it when you retire. Like,
yes.
So you don't think JVR, if he sent a note to Shanahan and said, I want my alumni jacket, you don't think he'd get access to that?
Why wouldn't he?
Man.
All right, let's bring him in here. From the Philadelphia Flyers, longtime Maple Leafs forward. Here is James Van Riemsdyk. JVR, do you know the answer on that? If you reached out for your alumni jacket with the Maple Leafs, do you think you could get it, considering you're still currently playing in the league?
You know what? Right after this call, I'm going to have to just send Shanny a text with just my address, and hopefully he knows what to do from there.
I like it. Yes. Get us that update. We need it. They're unreal jackets. Like, these two bozos have the jacket on right now. We're on TV up here.
Yeah, and because we're has-beens. When a guy's in the league, he doesn't care about an alumni jacket, you donkey. Like, we're has-beens. That's
like,
why
I
want to
see JVR. I want to see JVR get it and march into the Flyers room the next day with it on. Say, hey, boys, look what I got.
Right. How would that go over? Who would chirp you first?
I'm sure that would go over well. Yeah.
No, I can't imagine it would. Well, you guys are off to a good start. You're off to a great start. What do you got, 21 points already, 8 goals, I believe? I mean, you're feeling it earlier. What's going on with you this season?
Yeah, you know what? Obviously, last season, the way it, particularly it ended, I didn't have the best taste in my mouth after that. So, just like every other off season, you try to go into it and do you can to kind of make some adjustments, maybe, and just kind of evolve and continue to adapt as a player. I think you need to continually do that if you want to have a long career. So you try to do some stuff like that. And then obviously coming into the year, so it's always nice to get a goal in your first game. And then you kind of start to get a little confidence rolling and go from there. So, I've just been trying to build off of that. And, feel good about where my game's at and just want to continue to try to progress that as the season goes along.
Were you a little nervous, JVR? I mean, what did you kind of analyze about your game? Did you have to talk to the coach and say maybe some different situations? I know once a bad season kind of hits a pro athlete, you're like, I would get a little bit nervous. I did get a little nervous and say, I got to fix this because I don't want this trend to continue.
Yeah, I think certainly you want to try to put yourself in the best position and be ready for any opportunities you may get. Over the course of a season. I mean, just looking at my first 2 years in Philadelphia, it's been 2 general managers and 3 head coaches, so obviously that's not exactly how you draw it up when you sign somewhere as a free agent. So I think there is also that aspect of it, just a player getting used to a new coaching staff and a coaching staff getting used to how to use every single player. So I think that's always an aspect of these things that sorts itself out, and sometimes you'd like it to be seamless, but sometimes it takes a little bit longer than others. And I think this year it's been things have gone pretty good in that sense, and I feel like in a good spot with some of that stuff. And I think that's been a little bit of a difference this year too.
James, you started your career in Philly, and you played in Toronto as well, and luckily for me, I was able to play in both places. But when you had a chance to leave and you entered free agency, what made you decide to go back to Philadelphia?
Yeah, I think going into free agency, I tried to go in with a completely open mind and just, again, try to assess each and every situation and just go in just going like that and not have any preconceived notions. It's definitely interesting though, because when you get traded from a place, it wasn't that long. It was 6 years before. You don't necessarily expect to be in the same place twice, but I think the stars sort of aligned just as far as, the trajectory of where the team was and things like that. And obviously some comfort within the organization and some other factors, but I think those sort of things seem like a good fit, and what I thought I could bring to the table could fit into that. I thought would be good as well, and that was kind of how it all worked itself out. But again, I definitely didn't necessarily expect it until you go through the process and you start to kind of analyze everything for what it is.
Can you take us through the Tahoe experience? It was kind of weird watching, I'm not going to lie, with the delay in the first game. And I don't know, you just tell us what you saw out there. Yeah. With COVID, did you guys even really get the opportunity to experience it? just take us through the Philadelphia Flyers experience going out there and having that game.
Yeah, well, usually the best part, or a lot of the best parts about those outdoor games are being able to, again, share some of it with some different people coming into town, with family and friends and stuff like that, and you have a family skate and stuff. So this obviously was a little bit unique, as you can imagine, just with all the world we live in right now with COVID. So wasn't as much stuff around the game, but as far as the kind of the picturesque sort of atmosphere and stuff like that, that was pretty sweet. And I think they ironed all the kinks out from the game before us, so we were able to just seamlessly sort of play, and they had the ice and stuff figured out, so that part was great. Again, it would have been nice to have been able to enjoy some other things as far as the atmosphere around the game a little bit more, but ultimately I think the league did a good job of trying to create something kind of fun for the fans and for the players, in the sense of just trying something a little bit outside the box and different. So I think and that part of it was cool.
We're chatting with James Van Riemsdyk of the Philadelphia Flyers, longtime Maple Leaf, and you guys, I'm sure, are used to playing without fans now. You know, you're deep enough into this whole routine to the point where I'm wondering if it's going to be strange to have them back in the building. Like, if you were playing tonight and there were 20,000 fans in the building out of nowhere, do you think you just seamlessly get back to where you always were and you just focus on a game, or do you think that might be a distraction in a weird way?
You know, there's definitely going to be some extra nerves for that. I think the first game that we all can play with, like, a full building, it's going to probably feel like the loudest game we've all ever played in, just from going this long without it, and kind of, again, a little bit of the quieter, sleepier sort of atmosphere, obviously, without the fans. So that's definitely, again, we're looking forward to getting it back to normal in that sense. And, again, that's what makes the game so great and so much fun, is having all those great buildings to play in and with packed full of fans and great atmospheres and stuff like that.
What about the schedule? I mean, we debated it on this show forever leading up to the beginning of the season, and knowing that you're only going to play the same six or seven teams, you know, throughout the year, and we're about 15, 20 games into it now, so you've got a pretty decent taste of how this is all going to play out. What do you make of this, just going up against the same teams, playing the same team two, three, four times in a row? How big of an adjustment has that been?
Well, the one thing I like, I definitely like playing to eliminate some of the travel where you play the same team twice in a row like that. I think that's pretty cool. I think as you get to three, four, five, six, seven times in a row, maybe that can be a little bit much. I'm sure, again, obviously it's the world we live in, and just trying to make the best of it for this year. So maybe it will be a one-off in some of those situations. But I kind of like the ease on the travel a little bit with some of that stuff. And then I think the second games too of those back-to-backs generally provide a pretty cool or better storyline. And I think as players, you just kind of go out there and play a little bit more. There's less video to worry about, less of that extra stuff, and you can kind of get in there. And the teams have already felt each other out a little bit in the first night, and the second night you can just kind of go out there and play.
JVR, we appreciate you taking time today, but before we get you out of here, I thought you were sending us like suits or something, like me and Hayes wearing shirts.
Hey,
Hayes,
didn't you say
we were getting shirts or
before
something?
Before this, to make sure, I'm like, hey, did you send those suits? Because if I go on here and I get shirt by these guys, like, that's not going to be good. So I hope they sent those. If not, I got to get your guys' addresses again, and I'll have to reconfirm that. But I'll definitely wear that one if that's the case. You guys
get anything, Hayes. Did you?
okay, at this point,
I'm on it.
Yeah, no, feathers, man. Feathers so far. I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah, okay. All right, man.
Well, hey, I'm glad you did, because I'm a man of my word. I'm going to make sure that gets taken care of.
Okay, send a note.
I'm not going to be a flake.
I like it. We'll hold you to it, because, you know, we'll get you back on in like a couple of months, and we'll just keep bothering you, basically.
Yeah,
that's how we roll here. So shoot a note to Shanahan for an alumni jacket, and fire up the suits or the shirts or whatever, and we'll go from there. That sounds good.
Yeah, all righty, cool. That sounds good to me.
All right, buddy. Good luck the rest of the way. You're off to a great start. We're tracking it up here, and we'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this, as always.
All righty. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
You got it. James Van Riemsdyk. I wasn't going to go there. I was thinking about it, though.
Dude, that's how you get stuff. Mind. You got to put people on the spot. It's like you promised
call them
us
out.
A flex suit or something, and I've got nothing. I was like, I was going to chirp him and say, did you invent like those imaginary suits, invisible suits? because thanks for sending them to us, because they're invisible and we can't see them.